I can't find any job, it feels like, that wants to pay me enough to live.
Okay, update. I'm still unemployed.
I got fired from my second job just now.
I'm convinced that these companies are actually posting positions on LinkedIn to like inflate to their investors.
Guys, I'm being serious when I tell you the job market in America is so cooked right now. So with Govee maker Novo Nordisk, this is one of the biggest companies in the world. I think it's like the second biggest pharmaceutical company. I'm not really sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. But these guys got rich from Wegovy, which you've all heard of. It's like the weight loss drug. But apparently there's a lot of side effects and demand isn't as high as before. Maybe because of all the side effects. But right now they're trimming down enormously, firing about 9,000 people. I mean, pharmaceutical industry, you know, it's growing. It's getting bigger. People always thought that, you know, the medical field is extremely safe, but not anymore. The pharmaceutical companies are conducting some of the biggest layoffs ever, with almost 12% of the company's global workforce being cut. That's insane. You know, I haven't seen double-digit percentages of people being cut since Intel layoffs. And the thing is, you know, Pfizer is also kind of doing a little bit. You know, other companies are cutting people here and there, but not in the extent of Novo Nordisk. So fierce biotech layoffs are also happening in 2025, as some of the finest unicorns, companies that are worth over $1 billion in the biotech industry, have seen their market caps and companies plummet. They've also seen a lot of these companies shutting down and cutting mass amounts of staff, as interest rates have been staying high for years at a multi-decade high, which makes loans very expensive for research and investment. This is also causing a lot of companies to not really give out fellowships. And right now, you got a lot of people graduating from pharmacy school. That's a doctorate degree. People, PhDs, doctorate degree, and also medical doctors. A lot of these people want to have a fellowship and work for some of these big pharmaceutical companies. But because of the bad economy and a potential mild recession, companies like Novo Nordisk this year have basically stopped hiring people and said no more fellowships. And at this point, everyone is just struggling to get a job. You know, the job market sucks a lot. You know, this person says, I'm 18 years old, just graduated from high school, have no previous job experience, but really want a job, applied to like 70 places online and can't get anything. This is one of the toughest job markets out there. And even people who are extremely intelligent with degrees, like a pharmacy degree, that's impressive, are struggling to get work. It's not looking good. Check out some of these videos.
I think that quitting my tech job this year was a mistake, but I kind of don't regret it because, like, I don't think that I could have worked after what happened with my father. And right now, like, I have had so much, like, free time to, like, grieve and to really, like, process my emotions. And also just, like, I have not had a break from working in so many years. And I know, like, people are like, well, you're not supposed to have a break, like, it's all about work. I don't feel that way. I feel like I worked so hard for so many years, and like, I never really took vacations, and I just never had a break. And so that gave me the break. But I do think it was probably a mistake in that, like, the job market right now is so terrible, and it's hard for people to find a job, and people are, like, struggling just to, like, get interviews. I quit back in May, and that was, like, a month after my dad died, like, a month and a half, maybe. And I just, like, I've been applying to jobs the past, like, several weeks just to see what's out there and just to kind of get the interview process started, because I just wanted to, well, first I thought I was going to be a content creator. And then I realized, like, that just wasn't realistic for me. I was having, like, a complete crash out over my dad dying. And I just, like, I don't know. But, yeah, I've been doing, like, I've been submitting my application to, like, places. And I have a pretty good resume. Like, I've been working in IT for years. And I'm finishing my master's degree in IT. And I'm a cloud engineer. So, like, I have quite a bit of skills. And I cannot land an interview. And the interviews that I have had are, like, wanting someone with, like, 10 years of experience in a specific thing. And that is extremely hard to find because tech is so broad. There's so many things that you could do with it. And the requirements are ridiculous. So I'm thinking that, honestly, like, had I known this, I probably would have like asked for a leave of absence instead and then like worked this job a little bit longer until I could like find another job. I was really unhappy at this job though, guys. Like the workload was just, it was insane. And I just couldn't really relax ever, especially with my dad dying and everything that happened. Like I didn't even have time off. I am starting to panic just like a little bit. Like I can afford not to work for a little bit longer, but I truly do need to like get back in the workforce and start working again. And it's looking like I'm not gonna really be able to take another tech job really quickly. So I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm like looking into other things and stuff. What are you guys doing? I wanna know like, what is everybody's job right now?
This is a PSA for all you hiring companies out there. If you require that person comes to the office 2 out of 5 days or 3 out of 5 days a week, that is not a remote position. That is hybrid. Secondly, if you require that the person lives in the surrounding area, that is not a remote job. A remote job means I could be in bumfuck Kilimanjaro and I can sign in through my VPN and work for you. That is a remote job. A remote job does not mean, oh, in order for us to consider your candidacy, you have to live within 30 to 50 miles. That is not remote. That is not remote. Thank you.
So college grads are doing everything right. They're getting degrees. They're applying like crazy, but they are not getting jobs. Why is this happening? The unemployment rate for recent grads is 5.8%. That is higher than it's been in decades, and it's much higher than the general population. There are some different theories. One, college degrees may be becoming less valuable. A lot of the entry-level jobs are no longer requiring a degree in order to consider candidates. And of course, AI. So as you've probably seen, AI agents, AI technologies, they're able to do the easier tasks. So things like customer service, help centers, data processing, even some coding is AI is making the individuals that already have jobs so much more efficient that less of the entry-level people are needed. And we will probably continue to see this trend. But if you're listening to this and you're in the news like I am, we're on the curve. Awareness is the key. We need to know what's happening so we can understand how to pivot and how to advise our children to pivot. Ava, your friend who's trying to figure out AI for you, follow more news on AI.
Let me tell y'all this. If you have a secure corporate job, I don't want to hear complaining. You should be very happy and relieved that you have that job. I graduated in 2023. And I've been applying for corporate jobs in communications, social media, like in the fashion, clothing industry, everywhere. And I can't even get an entry-level job. They require several years of corporate prior experience, which is so unfair because an entry-level is for someone who just got out of college. It's just crazy to me. But that's besides the point. I own my own business to get by. But I'm still to this day trying to get an entry-level corporate job. So if you have a corporate job already, I don't want to hear shit. You're fortunate. You should be very relieved that you don't have to keep applying to jobs.
I was so certain that I was going to quit this week. I was like, it's for sure going to be my week. Like, I'm gonna leave. I don't care if I don't have a job lined up. I'll figure it out. But now I'm second guessing and reconsidering because the job market is so trash. The couple of times that I have like called back to follow up on an application, they're like, oh, this position has already been filled or it's no longer available. Well, damn, like maybe you should take it off the site because now you're wasting my time. Like had you hired me, I would have taken that off, but whatever. Neither here nor there. Anyways, my job is doing massive layoffs. They started in June. They're still doing them. For some reason, I'm still there. And I'm like, please call me up. Let me go. I want to collect the check while I try to find employment. And the reason, well, it's getting shitty at my job, but the main reason I'm leaving is because I start school in October and they're not willing to work with my schedules. 2 days out of the week where I have to leave 2 hours early, I offer to come in 2 hours earlier to make up that time. They said no. Anyways, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm stressing out. I need a job. I'm going to end up at Hobby Lobby.
I have 2 bachelor's degrees, but I'm currently unemployed and I'm trying to find a job and I'm not able to find a job. I feel like if you are not currently looking for a job right now in today's job market, then you will not understand how actually hard it is to find a decent paying job. Even if you have all the credentials, I have 2 degrees, I have experience, I have a good resume, I have it all, and I'm still not able to find anything. And people ask me, like, what do you want to do? Like, what's your, like, dream career? What's your dream job? And honestly, I don't have one. I don't dream of working. I don't want to work. There's no career or job that I can think of that I would be like, yeah, I would love to do that every single day and spend more of my time there than in my home that I pay a crap ton of money for. Like, no, I don't dream of working. My dream life, my dream day is to wake up by the beach or some body of water and drink my coffee and read my book, then take an afternoon nap and then read my book inside and then have a nice dinner. That's my dream daily life. But I know in order to get there, I need some kind of money, and Monopoly money won't work. So that means I have to get a good paying job, but those are not available.
Just a subtle reminder to check in on your unemployed friends. Because it is tough out here, y'all. Being in the job market today is so draining. Like, literally so draining. More draining than having a full-time job. Because you've got to be so many things all at once. I've got to be positive and hopeful, right? Whenever I'm applying to jobs or whenever I'm doing interviews. I've got to be diligent, showing up every day to apply for more jobs and keep seeking them out. Even if I'm already in process with others. I've got to handle the mental weight all day long of wondering what the freak I'm going to do next. Like, at what point is it time to go apply to Starbucks? At what point is corporate just not happening anymore? And you got to hang it up and try something new. And you have to weigh that all day long. Like, Not to mention feeling guilty for not having income. If you have a partner, if you have family that's helping you, feeling guilty, right? While being stuck and not knowing what to do. Like, I'm really hitting a breaking point with this job market right now. And this is freaking embarrassing to put online, right? For people I might know or past coworkers to see, but like, it's real, and I'm at a freaking breaking point where I can't take it anymore. And I know I've posted stuff like this before, and a lot of y'all were in the same boat, so I'm hoping maybe that can give me some peace of mind as well. But it's freaking exhausting. I miss being able to go to dinner without thinking about it, without knowing I'm accumulating more debt on my credit card, or being able to plan trips or activities with people, because when you're unemployed, if you're not in the situation, you probably don't get it. You can't plan ahead. People want to come visit me and come stay with me, or want me to come visit them. I don't know if I'll be starting a new job in 3 months. Probably not at this point, but I can't plan ahead. So you have to remain positive and hopeful. You have to deal with the guilt of day to day being with your partner or your family and them seeing it weigh on you, but you can't get down about it. You have to remain positive in the interview process and hopeful and confident in your skills. You have to maintain your relationships, but you can't plan or do anything. You have to maintain your mental sanity, but that basically equals like going on walks and just going to visit friends and do nothing because you can't afford to do anything, and maybe going to the gym because you can't afford any other activities. Like, I'm a pretty positive and resilient person. I've been through a lot in life. I know this will pass. I know that. But being in it is hard and it sucks. It freaking... I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen at this point. I really don't know. I'm so over it.
And shame on me for being the bad guy here, but we've been saying for 2 or 3 years that the college degree doesn't guarantee you a job. So why are y'all still in your feelings when you're graduating college in May of this year and you can't find a job, acting like you're surprised, appalled, shocked, shook, crashed out, whatever? We've been saying it for a couple years. Simply going to school and getting a degree does not guarantee you a job. And yeah, it's harder in this market than it was a couple years ago, but this isn't a new concept. If you can't look at your degree and come up with 6 or 7 jobs that you can actively do with that degree, you're going to struggle. If all you did was go to school and you didn't work while you were in school, you didn't do an internship while you were in school, you didn't build a network while you were in school, you're going to struggle. I'm not trying to be mean. I know this comes off as being gruff and a little bit insensitive, and I know it's tough for people, but this isn't a new concept. There are different ways that you can go down a path, whether it's trades, whether it's blue collar, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's, you know, you name it, there are multiple different paths that you can do to generate income. So you're not trapped in this college cycle. So for college grads who just got out, you're not the victim that you think you are. Yes, it's tough, but people have been saying this for years, but y'all guys chose to ignore it. And now the consequences are eating you up.
I'm a recruiter and I work in the life sciences industry. I posted a position yesterday on LinkedIn for a data scientist role. The role's remote. It filters out anyone that doesn't live in the US, has knockout questions for people just to make sure that they meet the qualifications for the role. So active applications, I log in today, over 600. Taking a look through all of the applications, every single person is qualified. I have to go through and reject over 600 people for a job that these people probably well deserve, because our market is crashing. I've never seen anything like this in the 11 years that I've been recruiting. The job market is awful right now.
Nobody's getting jobs anymore. Like, the job market is horrible. And you know what's so crazy? I tell people all the time, yo, in this economy, with things being so expensive, you have to have your own grind, your own hustle, something you do on the side, because everything is way too expensive. And you know what I'm always faced with, the type of answer I'm faced with? Nah, bro, you gotta understand, everybody's not built to own, you know, everybody, you know, can't hustle and all this and all that. So I'm like, all right, you have convinced yourself you're not built for whatever, but you're applying for jobs that's not hiring you either. And then it's so crazy, because I think when people think of hustle, I'm saying like, go out to the train station and sell CDs. Or be out here trying to, you know, like, I don't know, scavenger for a dollar. No, it's so easy to make money nowadays if you really look for it. It's crazy, because it's hard to get a job, but it's easy to make side hustle money. And people still search for jobs. The craziest thing about a job to me is that you're constantly needing the approval of somebody else for you to be able to make your money. Which is why when you get fired, you're in a bad situation, because all the power was in somebody else's hand. So I ask, how long are you going to give somebody else living and walking on this earth that level of power over you? How long are you going to be without a job and constantly like on the search and hoping somebody approves of you, until you're like, you know what, let me figure it out myself. And I bring up this video because right now I've been somebody that has been into business for years. Right now is the easiest time to make money. And I ain't talking about just like hustling money. Bro, you could pick up your phone and do exactly what I'm doing. Can you believe I'm gonna make money off of this video right here? I'm driving home. I just had a thought. The best time to make a video is when you have the thought and you feel passionate about it, because the person that's watching can resonate with it. Wake up call, turn your camera on. If you just need some extra money, what's the worst that could happen? You make an extra $500 for a lot of people. That's some good money. Now, I mean, you make an extra 100, shoot, that's groceries. Or that's your phone bill. This is, so when you break down, you got to realize a lot of y'all only work because you have to pay your bills, of course, right? That's really obvious. If you break down each one of your bills, like for example, I feel like when I was first hustling and stuff like that and learning how to make money on my phone, I always felt like, all right, boom. If I'm making money on my phone, my phone needs to pay for my phone. That's the thought process I had to have, to the point where now my phone is paying for my phone, and then it started paying for my Wi-Fi. Okay, so now my phone can pay for my Wi-Fi. Now, because I kept on scaling up, I kept getting better at what I was doing. So now my phone started paying for my Wi-Fi and my electricity. And it just kept scaling up. I had a job while I was doing this. So now before, let's just say, my like I had a car that, all right, when I'm not driving it, I put it on Turo. So now my car could pay for the car and the car insurance. So now when I lost my job, right, years ago, I lost my job and stuff, I wasn't pressed. I knew all my bills was going to be paid, if not at the least. I'd be in the house, you know, ramen noodles if I had to. But I had the power to still survive if somebody just didn't like how I braid my hair. Y'all be getting fired for the dumbest reasons than still applying to jobs. If you have a job right now, I'm not speaking down on you. What I'm telling you is you need to have something for yourself. Y'all put too much power in these jobs' hands. Things are getting more expensive and jobs are hiring less. What power do you have? You have no dog in a fight? I don't know. Like, you're not in the fight. So get in the fight, y'all. Now, I mean, create something for yourself. Talking on the camera, YouTube and TikTok is the easiest ways to make money. Because eventually something's gonna happen. Eventually. It's just a lot of y'all be like, oh, you know, I'm just not motivated, or oh, I need a perfect lighting, and oh, meanwhile, people like myself that make money doing what we do, we ain't worried about none of that. I just prop up my phone and I talk. Oh yeah, but I don't be getting a lot of views. Okay, get better at it. Y'all sit here and do 4 years of college with no guarantee at the end. But if you will never do 4 years of working on a business, 4 years of learning content creation, like, content creation is not what it used to be, the little goofy thing to do. No, people live real lives off of this stuff. Make way more money than people that go to 4 year college, get 4 year college degrees. Know what I mean? Like, could make some really good money just by talking shit. But somebody's gonna watch this video and keep scrolling, continue to be a consumer, and they're not gonna do anything with any of the information I just gave them. They're still gonna hate life. They're still gonna go into the grocery store and be like, these prices is too high. They're still gonna apply for jobs. They're still gonna hope that their manager keeps them. They're still gonna go into work hating life, like, instead of slowly taking control of their lives. Y'all, I wake up when I want to wake up now. Now, I mean, like, when my body naturally wakes up or my son wakes me up, that's when it's time to wake up. It is like 11 o'clock on Tuesday, and I just got my admissions. I'm headed back home. I just did the admissions for my wife's car, actually. I'm headed back home. On my schedule today is to read, make some more content, and go for a walk. Spend some time with my daughter because she on spring break. This is the life I wanted to live. See, my skin clear, all type of shit. I just gotta get my hair rebraided. But the way I got to this point was literally by doing small things while I had a job, because I understood a job had to be a means to an end. I'm not doing shit for 20 years, okay? Just for you to give me a small portion of my money that I was making. And then by the time inflation catches up with my retirement money, I'm making nothing. When I found out that my grandmother, her retirement money is based off of when she retired and it never increased, I said, oh, hell no. That is some bullshit. And of course they're going to sell that to us, because the people that's telling you retirement is good, niggas ain't worried about retirement. They've been retired. They just selling you that dream. So, hey, I'm going to end this video out by saying this. It's all up to you. Know what I mean? A tree is not built. A tree does not grow overnight. A tree grows because you water it, a little bit of sunlight, and it grows slowly. But a tree that has never been planted will never grow. It will never be. So ask yourself, are you growing any other trees other than relying on somebody else to hire you or to keep you at your job? because you'll never make more money than your manager anyways.
Let's go over some of the jobs I thought about applying to, but then I read the descriptions and it didn't make sense. So this one was posted 1 hour ago. I was real excited to be the first person to apply. It says that it's a paid internship of $16 an hour, but then you read the description. The description says, this is a voluntary position to start. This will become a paid position in May of 2026 at 10 hours per week of $16 per hour. It is September. You will not pay me until May? Why not just hire someone in May? That makes zero sense. Here's another great example. This is listed as a marketing and sales internship at a very popular retail store. But then you read the description. Greet the guests, help them in fitting rooms, check out on bag purchases. That sounds like a customer service job. Why is this listed as a marketing and sales internship when this is just a customer service worker job? Girl, if I wanted, it's not Kohl's, but if I wanted to work at Kohl's, I would. Like, why are you listing this as an internship for marketing? This is the last one. I'm about to close my computer because I cannot do this anymore. So this says it's paid, but it doesn't list a price. Then you read the description and it says you get paid by commission as long as you expand retail sales by 120%. I'm sorry, 120%? You guys must not be selling fuck all. Because how am I supposed to expand your sales by 120%? And that's what determines if I get paid? Do not post a job listing if you cannot afford to pay workers, but I know you can afford it. You just don't want to.
I've officially been unemployed for 1 year and 4 months now, and I did not think it was going to be this difficult to get a job post-grad. And I feel like every single day my chances of getting a job seem to get lower and lower. Because I feel like I graduated so long ago, and even internships where I'm supposed to be gaining my experience require you to either still be in school or recently graduated, but over 1 year ago is definitely not recently, and even entry-level positions require you to have like 3+ years of experience, so I don't really know what to do.